Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again for your wonderful love, your mercies that are new every morning. And we thank you, Father God, as we go into this word again, we are just encouraged on this journey of faith, of how you've met us and you've taken hold of us, and how we no longer our own. We're bought with a price. And so it's so important for us to stay in tune with you, as you are dressing us on a daily basis, preparing us for the day and moving us into different seasons, that we have to just stay in tune with you. And the blessing is just in staying in tune with you and moving as you move us, as you did with Paul, Peter, and all disciples. You are a shepherd. We are the clay. And you are the potter. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 15, verse 22 to 29. And that's why it has taken me so long to finally get around to coming to you. But now that there is no more pioneering work to be done in these parts, and since I have looked forward to seeing you for many years, I'm planning my visit. I'm heading for Spain and expect to stop off on the way to enjoy a good visit with you. And eventually, have you sent me off with God's blessing? First, though I'm going to Jerusalem to deliver a relief offering to the followers of Jesus there, the Greeks all the way from the Macedonians in the north to the Achaeans in the south decided they wanted to take up a collection for the poor among the believers in Jerusalem. They were happy to do this, but it was also their duty, seeing that they got in on all the spiritual gifts that flowed out of the Jerusalem community so generously. It's only right that they do what they can to relieve their poverty. As soon as I have done this, personally handed over this fruit basket, I'm off to Spain with a stopover with you in Rome. My hope is that my visit with you is going to be one of Christ's more extravagant blessings.
Hallelujah. Just so beautiful here when we look at Paul's life. We see the Lord met him, and straight away the Lord gave him a calling. And it's the same, the calling that he walked in is the same calling that all of us disciples that have been called walking. And it said so beautifully, you've taken me out of darkness into the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, so that I may receive forgiveness of sin and a place that God has made for his own, made for his children. So each one of us gets taken out of the world into the kingdom and into the fellowship of the Most High for a purpose. And we can see this is what his purpose, and staying in tune with his purpose kept him away from the Christians in Rome for a long time. But now he was believing it's time to go there. And then what we also can just pick up here in this portions of scripture, the churches of Macedonia, Paul went and spoke to them and said, there's need there in Jerusalem, please, we must go and help them. And then the words share so beautiful where the leading must come from and where the motivation must come from when we do contribute or whatever we do. It said they didn't, like we thought, give themselves to us, like, yeah, just come, we must do it. They said, no. Paul says they first gave themselves to God. So they took that request to God, and then God endorsed it. And then it says, and they gave super abundantly, so much, even though they were going through persecution and poverty, they contributed. So what do we see here? The moving of God. And that is so important, to do all things, take any requests that may be being given to you or pressure put on you, is take it to the Lord and say, Lord, what are you saying? And then when the Lord leads, you know you're not just doing it for man now, you're doing it, it's in the Lord's program, and you're doing it with the Lord. And that's so important. So you're flowing together with the Lord. You've been bought with a price, with the precious blood of Jesus. And so your life is totally committed. And now you've got the precious Lord and Savior as the author and the perfecter of your faith, so you stay in tune with him. And so what he's also we can just see in this message is here, when he's going to Rome, he believes he's going to go there with full measure of blessing. It speaks about like a cargo ship fully loaded. He will have blessings to bring to them. There's a time and procedure for every matter, and God knows the right time and procedure. And then he says also, and the wise in heart will know the right time and procedure. So it's so important staying in tune with your God and developing on schedule in this wonderful love relationship that anoints you with the blessings of heaven. And then with that anointing, you overflow, you help. The Bible says in that there we do good to all people, especially the household of faith, but all in the flowing of God, in tune with the Spirit, walking in fellowship with the Father and Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.